26.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, do we have any animal lovers out there? Anybody love animals? Come on, you got any pets, cats, dogs, rodents, whatever you got? Big Pharma wants them, and they've been after them for years. In fact, they've been actually causing them to have cancer. That's right. In the name of protecting your little kitty cat, they've been giving your little kitty cat cancer. I am not kidding. Vaccine-induced tumors in cats. Did you see this? I've got it linked up in the blog. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Animals included today. Animals are welcome here as well, as we're all actually animals on some level, are we not? You can call me if about this and anything else, 800-259-5791. Next couple of hours on Genesis Communications Network and all of our wonderful affiliates around these United States. Vaccine-induced tumors in cats. Now, I've had cats much of my life. I'm not a dog. I love dogs. Don't get me wrong. I just never had them growing up, so you know how it is. You don't outreach. And, you know, it's enough to take care of my kids with my wife. But I witnessed this over the years of having cats, that every treatment the veterinary community would do, basically, here's what they have. They have their vaccines. Then if there's another problem, they have their antibiotics. Then there's another problem, they have prednisone. All of these things toxic and ultimately inducing more disease than they cure. And all of that leads to, as we say, cancer. And I've had cats with what we call the sarcomas, site-specific. Have you heard of the dogs also with the vaccines for rabies every year? They get site-specific sarcomas or tumors where they keep injecting them. Well, after a while in the veterinary community, they're not total dunderheads. Some of them figured this out. But did they stop vaccinating animals? Did they stop vaccinating your little kitty cat or your little doggy? No, all they did was they started moving the shots around. They said, oh, we can't keep giving it in the same leg because then we see tumors there. Wait a second. They said, hold on, we're giving shots to prevent disease, but we're causing cancer that's killing these animals. Maybe we should rethink the whole shots from the starting point. But no, we can't do that. No, we'll just move them around. Hey, let's spread the cancer around systemically all over the animal. This article is fascinating. It's on theledger.com. Again, go to robertscottbell.com and you'll see it. You can link to it, read it there. Many years ago, this is actually by a veterinarian that wrote this story. She says, many years ago when I started my career in veterinary medicine as a veterinary technician, I remember being puzzled as to why we vaccinated cats in so many locations on their bodies. Again, years ago, they didn't do this. They didn't switch it around like they do now. The rabies vaccine was given in one leg, while the feline leukemia vaccine was given in another leg, and the pan-leukopenia vaccine was given in yet another leg. And when she was brave, this woman writing this, when she was brave enough to ask why they did it this way, she was given her first taste of veterinary oncology. They were actually teaching this. They said, listen, the vaccines cause cancer, so we have to keep moving it around the body. Didn't do that when I had cats many years ago. Now they do. Is it reducing the amount of cancers? Maybe site-specific because they kind of move the site around. But what about systemic cancers? Think about this. If modern medicine, modern veterinary medicine, much less regular allopathic medicine for humans, already acknowledges the connections between tumors and vaccines, and they still defend them, and they still say mercury is safe for everybody, especially little children when we vaccinate them. We've got to get them with the flu shot before they're 6 months old. Come on, how stupid do they think we are? Now, for many of you out there, you were once that stupid, as once was I. Okay? Can we say that? Am I offending you? Tough nubs. Because I've been ignorant of these things in my early life, and I had to wake up to them. And I had to change my life accordingly. And now, of course, I'm a little bit outspoken. Basically, in the realm of health freedom. I haven't called for the banning of the vaccines, even if I think they're horrific, unconscionable, and bad medicine. This is a training ground. Planet Earth, the ash can of the universe. Yes, there's some beauty on the planet, too. I'm not going to discount that. But we're living in the worlds of duality. Have we figured that out yet? Light and dark. Good and evil. You follow that? Cats and dogs. Oh, wait, no, that's not a good and evil thing. I'm just kidding. Cats, good. Dogs, good. People, maybe not so good. Because they're willing to subject not only animals, but little innocent babies to medical treatments in the name of prevention that are actually causing disease, cancer. And there's new information out. It's reported by Fox News, but picked up by everybody. Hey, guess what? Mercury's okay again. Hey, everybody, dive into your vat of mercury because it doesn't cause autism. I'm going to get to that next hour. I'm not going to go into great detail on that. But they're claiming again that mercury is somehow safe for you and does not cause autism. What do you think? Call me, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. By the way, we got the Health Freedom Expo coming up. Yeah, March 2nd through 4th. I'm going to be speaking on the HPV vaccine, human papillomavirus. Does it cause cervical cancer? Does it cause throat cancer in boys and men? Boys to men, whatever. Well, I'll dispel all of those myths, and I'll tell you how to address HPV. That'll be Friday at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California. Following my lecture, Liam Sheff, my superhero sidekick during the week, he's going to be joining me, and we're going to talk about the fallacy, the criminality of the HIV test. Yeah, in fact, we're going to reveal a legal strategy through the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. If you've ever been given a positive result on your HIV test, that there's a legal way to nullify it. It's completely bogus, and we'll explain. But you got to show up there. Also, hearing Andrew Wakefield. Those of you know Dr. Wakefield, great guy out of England. Now he's in Texas. He's going after the bad guys. He's suing them, and he's going to be at the Health Freedom Expo as well. So it'll be a great opportunity to meet loads of great people. I'll talk about recovering from vaccine and antibiotic induced illnesses, and be broadcasting from the event, so you don't want to miss it. Be there. Links are up at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. So, vaccinating animals, causing them to have cancer. The past 10 to 20 years, there's a lot of effort by the veterinary community to decrease this risk. Well, happy day! Are they vaccinating less? I doubt it. They're just vaccinating all over the body. So instead of the one right between the shoulder blades, now they're moving it. Hey, they're even giving it in the tail because, you know what? If there's cancer in the cat's tail, they can just remove the tail. It's a whole lot easier, right? Isn't this sick? Is anybody sickened by this? Anybody? They know that the vaccines are causing cancer, yet they're going, oh, let's strategize. We still want to give these vaccines. We have to, because my goodness, what if an animal gets an illness? Oh, no, you can't go to a homeopath for that, right? No herbal medicines, no silver, no, nothing unnatural. These animals are in the natural world, and we bring them into the pharmaceutical world. We domesticate them and destroy them by vaccines. Vaccines-associated sarcomas can develop over weeks to years after a vaccine is administered. These tumors are thought to occur from inflammation incited by the vaccine that causes these cells to divide. No, really? Yeah, really! The best results for tumor control occur after aggressive surgery and radiation therapy are combined. See, this is pro-veterinary piece, ignoring the fact that the cancers wouldn't be there if it weren't for the damn vaccines. Okay, yeah, I'm a little upset. I love animals, right? And humans, too. That's why I'm warning you about vaccinating your children this way. Cats that undergo this type of treatment can be tumor-free for approximately 2 years. Wait, what happens after that? Guess what? The cancer comes back. You've just radiated. You've nuked your kitty. If you nuke your kitty, the cancer will come back. And this is what I've seen as well with sarcomas, bone cancer as well. Now, here's they come back with the vaccine propaganda in the piece. The risk of developing a tumor from a vaccine may be less, much less, if they said, than your cat catching a deadly virus that could have been prevented with a vaccine. and I call BS on that. In fact, the rabies vaccine is required by law for all dogs and cats. So please discuss your cat's vaccine needs with your regular veterinarian. No, don't you dare see a holistic vet. The reality is these viral diseases can be stopped cold by the use of bioactive silver hydrosol. Yes, even in animals. Because all mammals get silver in their diet. All mammals from the get-go, from the colostrum, from the milk, from mommy. It contains measurable quantities of silver. It's in whole wheat, whole grains. It's in medicinal and edible mushrooms. I'm not telling you to feed medicinal and edible mushrooms to your cat unless you check with a holistic vet. But I'm talking about silver here. If they're so worried about these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases, why not promote things that actually prevent the diseases and don't cause cancer? By feeding your kids, much less your animals. Some of you think your animals are your kids. As organically, as clean as possible, as close to their diets in the wild as possible, so that you reduce genuinely the risk of not only cancer, but the diseases for which they're saying, you must get vaccinated, you must shoot your little babies up with toxic medicaments that you wouldn't inject into your worst enemy unless you're, you know, a soldier warrior, you might at that point. But there are people that have aspects of them that show love and kindness even for those who despise them or hate them. It's a whole different perspective or a whole different consciousness. We're going to jump into a different consciousness for a segment here. My dear friend Stuart Tump from Nordic Naturals is going to join us momentarily for a segment more on essential fatty acids, omega-3 fats, what to do for inflammation, purity, the science is there. We're going to talk about it, and we'll be back with more powerful healing. 800-259-5791. Go to robertscatbell.com. In the meantime, coming right back after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items, and counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Any day I get to talk about my Nordic Naturals family. That's my extended family here of the omega-3 essential fats on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And in my personal family, it's a great day. And it's an even better day when I get to speak with my dear friend, national educator for Nordic Naturals, Stuart Tomp. Welcome back, my friend.
Robert!
Good to have you on board. I tell you what, when we talk about purity, I want to get into purity. I want to get into the breakthroughs of Nordic Naturals and the things, why it's such a top seller, the top seller, in fact, in the natural product industry. But before we go into that, I think a review is in order. I don't want to assume everybody hears us every time we're together. The absolute properties that have been validated by science, they're right there for the taking.
Omega-3s maintain a healthy heart and circulatory system. That's still the number one concern in the Western world. We know omega-3 will help enhance your joint flexibility and movement. We understand the mechanism of action of how omega-3 promotes healthy immune function, supports the body's natural anti-inflammatory response, and more. On a regular basis, if you take omega-3, you will enhance and support optimal metabolism on a cellular level and body composition, promote balanced blood sugar levels, and Robert, as if that isn't enough, omega-3 supports learning and memory and promotes positive mood and well-being. That's critical these days, isn't it?
Well, it makes me happy. That's all that matters. I mean, the thing is, there's not enough happiness to go around when we realize this food, this essential food on this planet, can actually make us happier and, let's say, in so many ways, more functional. There is a lot that we can talk about in terms of that. Now, as we understand these properties, we move also to, well, how do we get the benefit of them? Is it just a matter of going, reaching into the sea and taking a bite of a fish, or can we do something more in a culture like ours in the West? And I'll be the first to admit, our culture lacks some of these nutritional, let's say, our embracing of this nutritional information.
Well, if you ate enough fish, and I mean a lot of fish, 5-6 days a week, and you weren't eating corn oil, soybean oil, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed oil, those oils are pervasive in the American diet, you may not have an omega-3 deficiency, but most people in the Western world do. And that's why when we say that omega-3 also supports and protects the brain and the eyes and the nervous system and immune systems and is essential for the proper development of infants and children and is recommended by physicians for pregnant and lactating women, we probably wouldn't be making these recommendations, the experts wouldn't be, if we were getting enough fish. Now, that then brings up the question of purity. The oceans are not as clean as we would like them to be, nor are they as clean as they used to be. And at Nordic Naturals, we are proven with our patented multi-step purification process that ensures freedom from all environmental toxins. So you'll get the benefit of the fish without the risks of mercury, PCBs, dioxins, arsenic, all of these things that are found in nature and in the fish. And with Nordic Naturals' commitment and their proven patented purification process, you have freedom from all of these environmental toxins. That's one of the main reasons why Nordic Naturals was selected by the American Pregnancy Association. It says it right on our prenatal DHA as the official fish oil, because it could prove with its patented purification process to be free of all environmental toxins.
Well, that's also one of the reasons why so many doctors and friends of mine that, you know, when I ask them about fish oil, it's always Nordic Naturals comes up because of the validation, not only the processes you mentioned, patented processes, but third-party validation of the cleanliness and purity, because a great concern of mine and my focal point in promoting good health is detoxification. When we don't have to add to the toxic burden of the body while giving it good things, we are well ahead of so many other areas that this promotes that which you have referenced in the properties.
And you make an excellent point about the testing, because every single batch of fish oil, every batch of Nordic Naturals can be, and in our case, is tested independently, third-party tested, and found to surpass all international standards, down to the parts per trillion, that's with a T, with certain of the endocrine disruptors. In addition to that, Robert, the freshness. Now, that's key because taste is king. The fresher the fish oil, the better the taste. The better the taste, the greater the compliance. Nordic Naturals has a specialized process to ensure that there is no fishy taste or aftertaste, and that also adds to the proven benefits because people love taking Nordic Naturals.
Well, and you mentioned the taste, and I always love to bring up this story, especially for all of our new listeners as this message is going around the world. You know, most kids like a treat. They want ice cream or they want candy. My kids growing up, when I told them I had special things for, you know, dessert, their first question, what did you bring me, Daddy? Fish oil? Because they were having the Nordic bubbles for kids, and they thought that was a special treat for them. That tells you how delicious they actually are in real life.
When you say bubbles, do you mean the children's DHA, the small little round ones?
That's where they got their
strawberry.
That's where they got their start. And from there, of course, now they're growing. They're into the Omega Juniors. I mean, this is the thing. They've never wavered from their love every night. If we don't put their bubbles out for them, they are disappointed. And they say, Daddy, you got to remember, we need those as well. So, imagine trying to get your kids to do the right thing. Our kids demand that we do the right thing for them.
And that's a huge leap from grandma's cod liver oil to big time prevention with great taste, proven efficiency in terms of digestion.
Yep.
It says right on the label, triglyceride form, which ensures optimal absorption. We know it's sustainably harvested and heavily researched. We have more studies, 30 studies underway, more than 10 published in peer-reviewed journals. So Nordic Naturals is research-tested, proven effective, the number one dietary supplement, most trusted dietary supplement brand, according to ConsumerLabs.com. And with all of the interest in omega-3, you want to make sure that you're giving your children and your family a fish oil that is proven to be effective, Nordic Naturals in terms of purity, freshness, taste, and form, researched, tested, and proven effective is the omega-3 that most doctors recommend.
And you know how I feel about it, but what about the FDA?
Even the Food and Drug Administration says supportive but not conclusive research shows that consumption of omega-3 fatty acids may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease, and today we have the most celebrated dietary supplement in the world.
Yeah, perhaps the most important one in my view as far as what we know that it promotes, the health that people are looking for, the function that people are looking for and need. And I'm so grateful for you, Stuart. I'm so grateful for Nordic Naturals for bringing that out as well as validating it in the way we've been able to do together in their investment in the science. That's so very important. Those of you who'd like to learn more about Nordic Naturals, I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com during the show we always covered, as well as directly to nordicnaturals.com. Thanks again, Stuart. We'll be back again.
My pleasure.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Faking ADHD just to get the meds? Yeah, a generation of drug addicts promoted by the government, promoted by the FDA, promoted by the CDC, promoted by your doctor, your pediatrician. What's your middle-aged pediatrician? Is there one for teenagers? Are they still pediatricians? Do you have a pediatrician? If so, why? Do you really need more drug doctoring? Faking ADHD. Thanks again to Stuart Tomp. Always a blast to have him on board. Good friend. Get those essential fats. By the way, you don't want a kid with ADHD. You better be sure they're getting enough essential fatty acids. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The number 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the show today. Also, 24/7, you can reach me through a toll-free number. I'm going to give you that right now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, because we do additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio. So the Robert Scott Bell Show, five times the amount of healing that we used to do just on one day of the week. But we have a great time every Sunday to kick off the week. We've got more on Mercury autism links. They're denying it, of course. Grief, of course, is now evidence of a drug deficiency. FDA and on GMOs, sad music causing sadness. Oh, imagine that. And there's a new disease. Oh, you're going to hear about this a little later this hour. Nomophobia. Nomophobia. Be careful. You might have this. And I will warn you about it shortly, but you'll have to stick around. On the ADHD angle, listen, my son is a fantastic athlete, and he's a very smart kid. But there are times when even in the Montessori program, they say, hey, the kid's just not paying attention. We can't get him to get his work done, right? Drugs were never an option for us, of course. So we work through a lot of, let's say, neurological, physiological not so much behaviors as much as movement, right? Cross-patterning. Those of you who are chiropractors, you know about cross-patterning. And this is a very important thing. And it brings to light a story. It's baseball season already for some of you, if you get your kids in Little League. And my son's now in Little League again. And so we went out to the batting cages two days ago. And took him out there, got a bat for him to get him started for the new season, and took him into the cages for the first time. And he was hitting, and after a while, he said, "Dad, I don't feel so good. I'm a little dizzy, and I feel a little nauseous too. I'll swing a few more." He's like toughing it out, right? "I'll swing a few more," but after a certain point, he's like, "I can't continue." I was like, "All right." Now I didn't believe he was faking it, but it's not that he's never faked. And no kid has ever faked not feeling well. "Dad, I don't want to go to school today," right? Or sparring, right? He's a black belt. If he didn't feel up for sparring, you're like, "I don't feel good tonight." You know, there's sometimes the kids will do that. But there was something real going on. And I kind of assessed it on the side. I didn't say anything. I kind of figured out what it might be. We got home. My wife was out with my daughter. And I called her, let her know what was going on. Because he had some more karate to do later in the day, and I thought, does he not want to do it? He's got world champion bo staff guys coming in to train him, and I thought that, you know, he'd want to go to that. So we got home, and I checked it out, and I suspected, all right, listen, a new motion when you haven't been doing it, like hitting, it's twisting, is it not? I mean, physically, you're twisting, you're swinging the bat, you're twisting, and the symptoms of nausea and dizziness, very commonly, if you happen to know any doctors of chiropractic, they might go, I think his atlas might be out. Ever heard of that? The highest up of the vertebrae that holds the your noggin sits on the atlas. Atlas, Charles Atlas, holding up the world, right? That concept. Atlas was out. And I had him lay down on his back. I just palpated it. As they say, I felt the atlas. It was very sore to touch on the right side. Clearly, this thing was twisted out. I mean, not to the point where he's dealing with paralysis. We're not, you know, like allopathic doctors freak out when you talk about spinal manipulation. But it's true. It's sore there. I worked on it a little bit. I kind of gave him some traction, a little release of some of that. And my wife got home, and she, of course, the doctor that she is, knew exactly what to do and worked on it with an activator and took care of it. And he was able to go to his karate class. But, you know, how many people? I mean, this is kind of knowledge that everybody should have. Everybody should know. If your kid's been doing some kind of activity, intense sporting event, new motions as such, it could be as simple as, well, in chiropractic, they call it vertebral subluxation. Something's off. You can literally, I'm not saying everybody should adjust everybody if you don't know what you're doing. No. But my goodness, that kind of knowledge, very helpful. Those are the kind of things we want to share here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll talk more about the fake ADHD for drugging next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to our sponsors. We'll talk to you after the break.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from 3 fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, do you know anyone willing to be a drug robot? Domo Arigato, Mr. Merc Roboto. Well, big story out of the New York Times says microchip implanted to deliver drugs is showing promise in trial. That's right. You can't be trusted or relied upon to take your drugs as directed. So let's implant this microchip where they'll send signals and start dosing you. Oh, I can see. I mean, this is like Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger stuff. We'll just, at a certain point, is your computer, even an Apple can crash. Rarely, I know. But at a certain point, something can happen. Signals get crossed, wires get up, a cell phone tower start beaming things out. You're going to be drugged to death. Boom, suddenly. This is, really looking forward to this one. Anybody stupid enough to take a robot drug pill? I don't have much hope for your future. I'd like to think I'm warning you against going down that road, but that's another story. And I was talking about the fake ADHD diagnoses, or the fact that some doctors are now concerned about young adults faking ADHD. They said, if you don't have some semblance of ADHD as a kid, I mean, literally, you're a kid. Come on, you're not supposed to sit there and digest what teachers are telling you to believe 8 hours, 6 hours, whatever it is a day in a government indoctrination center. You got to be active. You got to move. You got to learn in different ways. But some doctors in the Twin Cities area of Minneapolis, St. Paul are concerned that a growing number of young adults seem to be faking attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in order to obtain what? The prescription drug stimulant Adderall. I mean, they're taking this and powdering it up their nose. Government-sanctioned drug addiction. Yep, the war on drugs, they've declared war on the wrong drugs, as I've said for so many years here. University of Minnesota student Christopher Meyer says legal and illegal use of stimulants has become common at that university. Hennepin County Medical Center neuropsychologist Paul Marshall authored a study that says the unwarranted use of Adderall is contributing to a shortage of the drug. And remember this? Obama declares an emergency drug shortages. We're authorizing the FDA to release the excess drugs that we're holding back and hiding in a container in New Orleans or wherever it is. You know, talk about the strategic oil reserves. Is there a strategic drug reserve, Mr. Obama? Is that it? And by the way, I was at the post office the other day. You know, my son is very active in gaming. I mean, he's only, 12? But, of course, he knows we're a Ron Paul family. Are you a Ron Paul family? In the sense that we believe in liberty. Yeah, oh my gosh, we don't worship government. We don't expect the government to take care of us. That could be terrorism. And so my son brings it up. And I'm thinking, oh no, we don't want to do that. I mean, so it's a larger woman of, let's just say she has more pigment than my son and I. Okay? I know, I've talked about myself. I'm pigmentally challenged. Not as pigmentally challenged as my wife, but not as much pigment as some. And so he brings it up, and she, you know, so he asks, who are you voting for? And she says, I'm voting for Obama. And so I had to speak up. I said, why? He hasn't done anything he's promised. Oh, it's not over yet. I'm like, oy, not a lot I can do. And we did bring up Ron Paul. And interestingly enough, she didn't rear in, you know, she didn't get angry. She says, oh, how's he doing? Is he moving up in the polls? Oh, so it was a friendly discussion. I don't know that we made an impact like, my mom. I had my mom on the program last week during the week. because she went to one of the Ron Paul meetups to become a delegate. And she actually went on to the straw poll. Was it yesterday? I think it was. In Georgia, they had straw polls all over the straw polls all over the place. And Ron Paul just wiped them clean. He beat Gingrich, Romney, everybody there. And the fact is, they're going to end up getting more of the delegates in Georgia too, even though it's supposedly Gingrich country. And in Maine, of course, the suppressed vote in Maine, they went back and did some more of the caucuses. Ron Paul beating Romney in those suppressed caucuses 2-1. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? It tells you that we are winning. In the past, they would have never gone back and done that. You see what's happening here? Big Brother may be watching you, but you are now watching Big Brother. That's right. Big Brother, we are watching you. Cell phones, we're recording you. Everything's being recorded. The scams that they used to be able to pull for decades in the last century of these scams are now being uncovered. Do you see that the veils of illusion are lifting in so many fields, much like the vaccine-induced cancer I talked about this hour? And we'll talk about vaccine-induced autism and the mercury link next hour as well. The jig is up. The news is out. We have all finally found you out, Big Brother. And what you have done in the past is no longer working the way it was. Either you're going to have to get creative, which I don't think they can because they're in fear of you, or your game is collapsing. And Ron Paul may very well become the next president of the United States, but whether he does or not, it's over for Big Brother. Good news on the horizon. I'll talk more about that drug with a microchip in there to deliver it for you. Not you. Not anybody listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. More healing after this. Check it out at robertscottbell.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you are listening live, you can call me right now at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, carry on listening because the information never expires here. We don't require expiration dating and no synthetic preservatives, additives, colorings, flavorings ever allowed unless we bring it on just to show you how dangerous they actually are. Robert Scott Bell Show continues now. I'm talking about a drug that has a microchip on. In fact, the drug delivery system is such that it is triggered by some kind of radio frequency. A radio frequency. Can you imagine you take a drug or you implant this drug or pill or something, and then when they send you a signal, because they're afraid you're not going to take your drugs the way you're supposed to, it will release or melt the little container that it's in. And the container contains, guess what? Titanium and platinum. Oh, that's not going to be cheap. Oh, yeah, platinum. And last week I covered a story on platinum that is used as chemotherapy. I don't know if you remember hearing that. The fact of the matter is you could use silver, which has the same negative impact on cancer, which is a good impact we want it to have on cancer, without the damaging and toxic impact on our healthy mammalian or human cells, whereas platinum is very toxic to human cells. Yet, of course, they're going to put the platinum along with the titanium in this chip, and it's promising, and what you want to bet? The FDA will say, yeah, go for it. Go for it. We got to keep these people drugged, and that way we could just send out signals from cell towers that will release the drug in everybody all at once, and what will it do? Mind control? It will be beyond mind control. It could be life control. It could be terminating. It could be terminating you. And we have a call about these, I guess they're so-called robo-pills. Dave, are you there in California? Dave, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, how are you, Robert? You know, I'm just to let you know, I'm a Green, so I'm not necessarily a Tea Party member or a libertarian or anything like that. I try to be scientific and whatnot.
I got friends who are Greens. In fact, a friend out of California named Dave who is a Green, but he's running for Congress, though. So that's not you, is it?
No. by the way, what district is he?
David Steinman. I have to look that up. I'll get that information out. If not today, then on my weekday show. But definitely a good guy to support.
All right. Yeah, Greens have a website, greens.org, so then you can look it up by state. I'll take a look for him. Well, you know what I was interested in? You were mentioning the medical tracking.
Yes.
And when I first, I was interested in going into medicine when I was young, so I made a point to study the Hippocratic Oath and Latin and every kind of different thing that I could possibly do to study medicine. And one of the first principles of the Hippocratic Oath is to not do harm.
Yes.
And the second part of it, though, is that medicine is supposed to be done by people who are knowledgeable of the science, or they're knowledgeable and they have a mental capacity to look at people, and it's called gnosis, essentially. Prognosis is almost an intuition. And so you use the original idea of a thousand or a couple of thousand years ago was that a doctor was not supposed to be some money-grubbing huckster who was interested in becoming a millionaire.
Yes.
A doctor is born a doctor, virtually, and that you can be trained in the sciences, but essentially the idea that we're allowing the colleges to tell doctors what they can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of what's happening, I don't know if you've seen Michael Moore's movie Sicko.
Yeah, I did see Sicko, in fact, and Michael Moore can be good on some things, and then he doesn't get the full extent of the medical monopoly here in the United States.
Did understand it. Sicko is about the rich people that think they're getting medical care, but they're getting cheated.
No, well, they're getting disease management. And, Dave, I respect your perspective here. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm talking about is the medical monopoly means that the government, and it sounds similar to what you're saying here, but if I were to argue for freedom, those that are considered the political left would say, wait, no, you're cruel and unusual, then the poor people won't get help. No, my argument is just the opposite. If we had healers like you described, it would be so far more available and affordable, and, of course, we would see the rise of natural medicine, alternative, integrative healing methods that are actually about health and healing and not, as you say, about monopoly and money grubbing. Because I agree with you. That's what disgusted me about the medical profession, even though I knew when I was a little child I would grow up to be a doctor. I just didn't know it would happen to be in the homeopathic field because I never heard of it.
Right. Well, and this shows up in the Sicko movie as well as when I was interested in going into med school 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was already being consolidated so that essentially the corporations, the pharmaceutical industry, and the AMA was making certain that alternative medicine was getting crushed and outlawed, and so that the people with the natural bent for medicine were being sidetracked or shuffled away or outlawed, and that the money grubbers were being introduced into the field. And so nowadays, one of the first things that you see in if you look up Hippocratic Oath in like Wikipedia or old textbooks, old encyclopedias, one of the major precepts is the doctor is supposed to heal first and deal with money later.
Yeah, well, exactly.
This idea that a doctor could not refuse a patient, that was a major part of the Hippocratic Oath.
Hey, well, I agree.
And they
agree.
Put the insurance companies
in. Dave, stand by. We're talking here. This is good. I really appreciate your perspectives here. And this is also goes to the point of a Dr. Ron Paul, who you may or may not agree with or understand fully what he said, because when he was practicing medicine in the 60s, he couldn't nor would he turn away these people. There was compassion that was allowed. The government didn't prohibit you from giving away freely or charging whatever someone could afford. And there was freedom there. The more the government became involved, the more it became a corporatocracy, going back to the Flexner Report of 1910. And that set the stage for Rockefeller and Carnegie and Mellon and everything else sponsored petrochemical medicine, monopolized healing to the point where it became toxicity and management of disease because it was much more profitable.
But you're saying that's the government, and actually it was more the AMA, the industry leadership, so to speak, where they were the government only came into it when you were lying across state lines, when you were creating some fake medicine and,
I got to go. I'm up against the break. That was a great call, and I appreciate your insight there. Really good. But the government sanctions the monopoly. You cannot have monopoly without government, the force of government gun. And that's what they've done with promotion of vaccines, with promotion of drugs into robot drugs. We're going to talk more about that next hour, including the mercury link to vaccination. Call me at 800-259-5791. Thanks for being here. The power to heal is yours. More after the news.